Missed anything on the show? Download the Christy and Podge podcast at hit.com.au or check out the Hit app.
The Mid-North Coast's Hit.
Jock Zonfrillo, who's got one of the coolest names I've ever heard. Jock, good morning to you, pal.
All right, Podge, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Can you just walk us through what it is like? Is there a sense of trepidation or excitement walking into a role that has been held by three really, really well-known dudes in this country for more than 10 years?
Look, it's really exciting. I mean, obviously, I'm from the UK, and MasterChef sort of started in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
I think it was in the late 80s, early 90s. So there's been a lot of judges in MasterChef over the years. And the three that came before us, had a great decade and were synonymous with the brand here in Australia. And so to be able to be a part of that MasterChef story moving forward into the future is seriously a great honour. And, you know, yeah, sure, big shoes to fill with those guys. And, you know, we came into this knowing that, we've been handed an incredible sort of show, especially being on primetime television. But at the same time, you know, we want to make it our own. You know, we've got this amazing opportunity for however long, and there'll be more judges that come after us, of course. So, you know, while we've got it, we just want to be ourselves and have good fun with it.
Mate, I'm enjoying that. Your voice is incredible. There are people probably, like, drooling at the steering wheel right now. You remind me of Richard Madden. You're both Glaswegian, right?
Yes, I'm Glaswegian.
Yeah, I thought that might be the case. Yeah, it sounds just like him. It's incredible. I was looking at your Instagram yesterday, and I like to try and do my research. I saw that you went to Adelaide. Now, I'm an Adelaide boy. I never went to your restaurant, so I don't think I was high class enough.
I won't take any offence from that, Bodge. I'm not. You know, it's okay. It's fine.
That's all right.
It's fine. So, and you know what? We're closed now. Like everybody's restaurants around the country.
How has that affected the show? I mean, obviously it would have been produced a while back, but is it still being filmed or is it finished up?
No, we're only just over halfway through. So it's had big impacts. And you'll notice sort of about halfway through, I mean, I think, you know, we plan to obviously sort of make it quite obvious and talk about it when we get to that point where the government restrictions come in. And, you know, there's social distancing rules even in the studio, which means that, you know, we're 1.5 meters apart. The camera guys have been working full tilt on different camera angles to make it look not as awkward or, you know, without, you know, trying to minimize the way it looks on camera. So contestants can't hug each other, you know, if they get eliminated anymore, stuff like that. It's pretty tough.
It is tough. And obviously, when you've got constraints like that, sometimes you find that you get the most creative responses to it. So the new camera angles and things, it might be a sort of a refreshing take that they weren't considering beforehand, because they do have to change it up since the last lot left.
I couldn't agree more. And you know, everything's sort of changed a little bit. Obviously, this year there's two eliminations per week, with the big elimination happening on a Sunday night at the end of the week, which is a different format than previous years. So, and obviously with 24 contestants that have all been in the kitchen before, they are passionate people who are back with one sole reason. They want to win. You know, last year they might have come sixth or eighth or whatever. They want to get at least to where they were in their season, where they came before. But more importantly, there's a fair few of them that came runner-up. You know, they are ready to win this thing, you know. So we've been able to make challenges that we might not have been able to do in previous years in terms of difficulty. Team challenges, likewise, you know, you're dealing with a bunch of people that obviously know how to cook. So it's given us a bit of a bigger scope in terms of what we set for the challenges.
So this is more than just an all-stars version of MasterChef, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And as I say, it's this back to win sort of idea, really, where I think it drives a lot more passion than people who have been sitting in the coattails after a win. You know, these are guys who are really, really, really into it. You know, why would you risk, you know, you were runner up, you've had a successful career, you've opened a restaurant, you've got a TV show, written a book. Do you know what I mean? And then you're going to come back in the kitchen, you know, as a runner-up of MasterChef in a previous season. What happens if you get thrown out in the first round?
Yeah, you do lose a bit of face, don't you? Yeah, I wouldn't want that. Well, I do want to ask, though, you put something up this morning on your Instagram, and I know I talked about your Instagram just before, but bear with me. I love breakfast food. It's my favourite kind of food. And you put that sourdough sandwich up, and I was already in love with it. And then you put HP sauce on the side, and I thought, oh, my God, this guy, this guy, this. I knew that, that was when I knew that you were the right bloke to get on the show.
It's where it's at. The HP sauce, we were talking about it yesterday. I mean, it's just one of those iconic things that's ready to go out the fridge. You know, I mean, and I think for me and, you know, but anyone that's from the UK is the same. I think Heinz tomato ketchup is the one that rules. If you want to have a, you know, a phone in about what is the best ketchup, I think in terms of flavour and texture, Heinz tomato ketchup, and I particularly like the organic one. I think they upped it when they brought that one out. And then secondly, from the brown sauce category, I'm all about the HP sauce.
Mm. I'm a big fan. I got a big thing of it. I got like a, I don't know how I found it. I don't know where I found it, but I found like a, I think it was like a 700ml bottle of it. And I thought, I'm sticking that one in the pantry. Do you keep it in the fridge or the pantry?
No, if it's open, it's in the fridge. Ooh. And if it's if it's a backup, which I always have a backup, it's in the cupboard.
Oh, see, I leave it in the cupboard full stop. Should I not be doing that? I'll take your advice.
I think when it's open, it needs to go in the fridge.
Right. Well, that might explain why I'm getting a bit crook. I'm having that on me sausages and mash. That's the way it is. Hey, look, Jock, with the coronavirus outbreak, of course, there's a lot of people just in this country alone who are struggling to go and see their folks and make sure everyone's all right. With your family, they'd be back over in the United Kingdom. How have you been adapting with all this? Are you doing the FaceTiming still? Are you, you know, staying in contact?
Yeah, every day we're doing a FaceTiming thing. And look, Dad, look, it's tough for me personally. My family, wife, kids are in Adelaide. While I'm here in Melbourne filming, so they're sort of in our house in the Adelaide Hills, away from everything. Obviously, I'm exposed to a lot of people every day. My wife's pregnant, so we made the decision just to keep her in Adelaide with the kids, and that way there was no risk because you know, no one's really sure what the scenario is with someone, an unexpected mother in this virus. And then likewise, my parents, obviously they're in Glasgow. I FaceTime them every day. Dad, he played golf every day in the late 70s. He was, having bacon rolls and cups of tea with the boys before he plays golf.
And
he's exposed himself to a couple of guys now who have had coronavirus. So he's currently in self-isolation.
Oh, when you said exposing himself to the boys, I was like, hold on, what kind of golf club's this?
No. So he's, first of all, it was one guy and he went down, and then there didn't really seem to be any signs. So Dad was sort of cooped up. He was coming to the end of the first week, and then he realized that somebody that just sort of 6 days previously, the day he went into self-isolation, he had a catch-up with a guy who got confirmed to have coronavirus.
Oh,
so
nice.
Dad is in self-isolation in the house in Glasgow, feeling very sorry for himself, climbing the walls. I don't know who's more annoyed, him or my mum.
Well, she's got him stuck in the house all day. She's probably livid.
Yeah, she's livid. You know what British parents are like.
Well,
you
know, my father was British. So, yeah. I mean, he was from the Midlands. I mean, we don't talk about that, but that's okay. That's all good. Hey, look, Jock, I'm very happy to hear that the show's coming back. I'm full of enthusiasm for it. Love the cooking. Be following you on, let's have a look at your handle. Zon Frillo. Go follow him on Instagram. Watch the show. It's going to be on Win. Jock Zon Frillo, thank you so much, mate, for taking time.
Great to talk to you, Bodge.
Catch up on anything you may have missed. Download the Christy and Budge podcast at hit.com.au or on the Hit app.
The Mid-North Coast's Hit.